Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building a retro rave, old school DNB jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make something that sounds cool on its own. The goal is to make something that actually works inside a track. Something that can sit above breaks and bass, carry tension, add motion, and still leave space for the snare to hit hard. Think of this as a melodic engine, not a lead line. In old school jungle and rave influenced DNB, that distinction matters. You want a part that feels nostalgic, urgent, and rhythmic, but still disciplined enough to survive a full drum and bass arrangement. Start simple. Don't begin with a huge chord progression. Load up wave-eatable or analog on a MIDI track, and build a short harmonic cell. Two notes is often enough. Three notes is plenty. A tonic and minor third can already give you that dark, emotional flavor. A tonic, fifth, and minor seventh can feel even more open and classic. Keep it above the sub-range, somewhere in the mid to upper mid register, and let the ARP do the rhythmic heavy lifting. What to listen for here is mood. Even before the ARP is moving, the note choice should already suggest a vibe. If it feels too full or too song-like, strip notes away. In this style, less often feels more authentic. Why this works in DNB is because the drums already provide so much detail. You do not need a dense harmonic block fighting the breakbeat. A small cell gives you identity without clutter. Once the harmony feels right, bring in Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth if you want quick movement. Start with a rate of 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the gate moderate, and avoid going too fast too early. A lot of people make the mistake of turning an ARP into a blur. In DNB, that usually weakens the groove. The break is already busy. The ARP should lock in with it, not machine gun over the top of it. What to listen for is the relationship with the drums. The ARP should pulse, not smear. You should still hear the kick and snare shape clearly underneath. If the rhythm starts to feel crowded, simplify the ARP before you reach for more effects. Now shape the tone with a clean stock device chain. A solid starting point is the instrument, then auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and then a light chorus ensemble or delay if needed. Auto filter helps you control brightness and build tension later. Start with a cutoff fairly low if you want a darker intro feel, or open it more if you're aiming for a bright rave hook. Add just a touch of resonance, but not so much that it starts whistling. Then use saturator to give the note some edge. A few dB of drive can really help the ARP cut through breaks and systems without needing to be louder. That's one of the secrets here. In DNB, articulation matters more than sheer volume. A little controlled grit lets the notes speak through the mix. After that, clean up the low end with a EQ8. High pass the ARP so it stays out of the bass zone, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the patch. If it feels boxy, soften the low mids a little. If it gets too sharp, tame the upper mids slightly. Then, if you want some width, add chorus ensemble lightly. Just lightly. This is not a pad, it's a rhythmic hook. You want movement, not wash. A useful creative choice here is to decide what flavor you want. Do you want the ARP to feel like a bright rave hook or a darker jungle tension? If you go bright, open the filter more, add a bit more saturation, and let the stereo image breathe a little. If you go darker, keep the filter lower, keep it more centered, and let the grit live in the midrange. Both are valid. The question is what the track needs. What to listen for is whether the ARP feels like uplift or pressure. If the section needs excitement, go brighter. If the track already has energy and you need atmosphere and menace, go darker. That choice changes the whole emotional read. Now the important part. Do not leave it as a one-bar loop. Program a four-bar phrase. Give it motion. Maybe bars 1 and 2 establish the pattern. Then bar 3 removes a note or shortens the gate. Bar 4 opens the filter a little, or adds a higher octave note, or throws a short delay into the transition. That micro-evolution is what makes it feel like an arrangement element instead of a loop. Why this works in DNB is simple. The drums already repeat. The ARP has to create forward motion, without constantly rewriting itself. Small changes every 2 or 4 bars are enough to keep the listener engaged, while the groove stays stable. And this is the moment where you stop soloing and put it in context. Loop the ARP with your break, your kick and snare backbone, and your sub or re-space. That context check is non-negotiable. A sound that feels amazing alone can fall apart the second the drums arrive. Listen closely to the snare. That's your anchor. Listen to the sub. That's your foundation. The ARP should ride above both. If it clashes with the snare, move the MIDI timing slightly or shorten some notes. If it steps on the bass, reduce note lengths or pull back the lower harmonics. Fix the rhythm first. Effects won't solve timing problems. This is a good place for a useful reminder. If the groove already works, stop tweaking. Seriously, in DNB, arrangement value beats microscopic sound design perfection every time. If the ARP is doing its job, move on and make the track better. Now let's make it feel arranged rather than looped. Automate the filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Bring in a little more drive in the build. Open the delay only at phrase ends if you want a bit of drama. Maybe even automate a quick mute or device on and off for a clean transition hit. A good arc is filtered and narrow at the start, then gradually more open as you approach the drop, then staged rather than instant once the drop lands. If you want a fast workflow, duplicate the clip and create a safe version and a featured version. The safe version can stay tighter, darker, and more controlled. The featured version can be brighter, wider, and more animated. That way you're choosing intent, not endlessly redesigning the sound from scratch. Now, if the patch feels too clean or too synthetic, commit it to Audito. Resample the ARP and start editing it like an arrangement tool. Chop tails, reverse a little bit into the drop, isolate one bar for a transition, or grab a nice ending and turn it into a fill. This is where things start sounding more like a real record and less like a MIDI clip. A resampled ARP often feels more believable in DNB because the genre loves printed motion. It gives you that slightly imperfect, chopped up energy that sits naturally with breakbeats. Keep the MIDI version too, though. That way you can swap between clean and edited versions later. Width is another big one. Keep the low-end mono safe. Anything under roughly 120 to 200 Hz should stay out of the stereo story. If you make the whole sound too wide, especially in the low mids, the center gets weak and the track can lose impact. Collapse to mono and check it. The ARP should still keep its rhythm and pitch identity. If it disappears, you're relying too much on width or shimmer. What to listen for in mono is simple. Does it still read as the same part? It might get narrower, and that's fine. But if the whole identity collapses, bring more of the body back into the mid-range and reduce the stereo dependency. Then think about arrangement. Where does this ARP live in the track? Maybe it starts filtered in the intro before the full drums arrive. Maybe it builds through the pre-drop, tightening as the section gets more intense. Maybe it becomes the hook sitting on top of the first drop. Maybe it strips back in the breakdown and returns stronger in the second drop with an octave accent or a more open filter. That's how the part becomes useful across the full arrangement. A strong DNB move is to let the first drop make the statement, then let the second drop make the upgrade. Same identity, stronger delivery, maybe a higher octave note, maybe a little more openness, maybe a chopped delay tail. You don't need a completely new idea. You just need evolution. For darker and heavier DNB, keep the ARP a little more implied. Let it suggest the harmony rather than spelling out a big lush chord. Use saturation for articulation, not just aggression. Keep the strongest melodic information in the mid-range so it survives club systems. And don't be afraid of space. Sometimes removing a note or two is what makes the phrase feel heavier, not lighter. A very practical way to test yourself is to judge it in three passes. First, solo pass. Does the note choice actually feel musical? Second, drums pass. Does it leave the snare and ghost notes intact? Third, full draw pass. Does it still read when the bass comes in and the top end gets busy? If it only works in solo, it's not done yet. So here's the takeaway. A strong retro rave jungle ARP is built from a small harmonic cell, a disciplined rhythmic pattern, careful filtering, controlled saturation, and smart arrangement movement. Keep the low end clean, keep the center solid, and let the phrase evolve over 4 bars. Use automation to build tension, resampling to add character, and context checks to make sure it actually works with drums and bass. Now I want you to take the practice challenge seriously. Build 2 versions, one brighter and one darker. Keep both above the sub range. Use no more than 3 notes. Make sure the snare still punches through. Make sure it reads in mono, and make bar 4 feel like it's leading somewhere. If you can do that, you're not just making a sound design loop, you're building a real DNB arrangement element. Go make it bounce.